This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Elon Musk.
Yes.
Tesla stock fell more than 10% after it missed earnings. He lost a lot of money. I don't know how much money he lost, but it was a record. I think it was like another record amount of money that was lost. Mm-hmm. Something crazy. So Tesla stock is down. Long story short, Tesla stock was down last week. What are three mistakes the brand is currently making, and what can they do to improve the company to make the stock trend higher? And Tesla was one of those stocks that during the pandemic was everybody's favorite. You know, it went up crazy during the pandemic, like crazy. A lot of people made a lot of money just buying the stock. A lot of people made money on options. Yeah. But now it's down. It's 52-week high was $336. It's around $160 now.
A couple splits.
So what's the deal with Tesla?
The number one, and as business owners, I think we can all relate to this. You have to stop cutting prices. So if you were bought a Tesla 2 years ago and it was at $45,000 and now it's being priced at $23,000 or $30,000, not only is it going to cut into your margin, but it's going to upset your customer base that bought at a higher price. Mm-hmm. So usually, even though people don't like to pay a higher price for a business, it does extend or widen your profit margins. Number two, I think they need another visionary there, not to replace Elon, but because of SpaceX, the AI project that he's launching now, and all the other ventures he has going on. I think he's spread a little bit too thin. And I think you need he needs a Tim Cook or a Johnny Ive in his corner. Not that they don't have great leadership there, but I don't think they don't have a visionary that is akin to him that can lead a new product cycle. or newer innovations there to make sure not only are the products great, but the margins actually match up to where they need to be. And three, I think they need a new product. I posted it a couple of weeks ago about an electronic bike. They need a different product because I think, like, to me, Tesla's like this era's version of like a Mercedes in the 1990s or 1980s. I think they need one more product in another field. And I know they have the electronic vehicle truck, but I don't think on the consumer side, people have been like incredibly excited about a drop for Tesla. I think that would help them dramatically to bring the price of the stock back up and their margins be a lot better as well.
And I will, you took my number three. I'll say that. But let's go back to number one, because the word mistake, I'm not sure if we should use it.
Okay.
Here's why. You're supposed to say, tell me more.
Tell me more. Please tell me more, Troy.
Well, Elon, he clearly stated that they're going for the higher volume play over the higher margin play, right? And so when you think about higher volume, that means that I want to put more product out on the street. Short term, they're going to lose money, right? Because they're dropping prices. But what does a country look like in 5 to 10 years when everything has to be EV and 80% of the vehicles are yours? Right, I think there's a long-term play that we're missing when we take a mistake in the short-term gains of it.
Yeah.
Because if he's trying to have a larger fleet, I'm going to drop the prices. And so if you look at the Model 3, it's down 11%. The Model Y is down 20%. When you drop those prices, more people can buy. But there's another part that gets like, it got passed over.
Mm-hmm.
The tax incentives for having EVs have gone down. And so if I have the same price and the tax incentives, you're actually going to be paying more. And so if you're thinking in that terms, I'll lower the price because I know that the incentives are not at the same as they were before. And so it kind of offsets itself. But I think he's going for the, let's take over countries, because right now he's dominated the U.S., but now the next market is like, let's go dominate China, right? Mm. And so if you look at the percentage of EVs in America right now, 63% of EVs are Teslas.
Yeah.
You know what the next closest company is?
Who, Ford or GM?
GM, 7%.
Yeah.
That's domination, complete domination. So I think rather than a mistake, I think we got to look at from a long-term lens here and say like, oh, this is it. They're just trying to have more fleet on the streets. But I think that you're right. I think that the next thing.
That's a bar. Go ahead. Sit again.
More fleets on the street. So I can put more product out on the street. But I think you're right. I think when you start lowering prices, you start preparing people to pay less for things. And so when I start training people to do that, I think the next thing is like now introduce them to a product that is a lot less than what, you know, the car is. And so maybe it's a bike or maybe it's a lesser priced car, right? So when you think of cars, you think, when I thought of this, I'm like, let's look at Toyota, right? Like the Camry is their staple car.
Yeah.
And most people buy that was the most popular car for years, that and a Honda Accord. But then they had the Corolla. Right, which was the cheaper base model of Toyota, and then they had their high-end luxury, which would be Lexus. And so if you start looking at it in terms of that, like it could be the bike or it could be a more affordable, even more affordable car. So I think that's why you kind of play with the prices to see what people are willing to do before you introduce a new product.
I'm gonna ask Shadi this. Does anybody ever aspire to drive a Camry or a Corolla though?
No, you don't have to ask. You think I worked this hard? What you think I had to work this hard for? To push a fucking RAV4?
That's true.
I'm not saying people aspire to it, but
yeah,
when it comes to affordability and getting A to B, if you look at the sales of the most sold cars in America, it's probably a Honda Accord or it's probably a Toyota Camry.
But the margins in those businesses are so, and I get he wants scale, but if you look at Apple, like when they had the old Macs with the colored backs, right? So like we had the orange back. The thing that made the iPod mainstream was the iPod. So I don't know what product they can create that would get that kind of scale, but they do need another product that brings them to the ecosystem that makes them want to upgrade to that. But whenever a brand has become like mainstream or not deemed as luxury, like take Coach from, I don't know, in the early 2000s was the same, perceived to be like somewhat of a luxury. Now, nowhere near close. I think if you start to play with those prices too much and make people pay less, somebody is going to have a higher price model. Or man, if Bentley or Rolls Royce come out with an electronic version, or they put out an electronic Virgil Maybach, it may be tough for a couple of years for Elon. So I get the strategy, what he's trying to do, but I think every time the companies have tried to like get that scale based on price alone, it tears the margins up, but ultimately hurts the business, especially when you're in a recession.
Yeah. Even if those companies do it, how many people can afford that level of luxury? Right? Like, so again, if
he's in China.
Well, that's true. Well, there's more billionaires here. But even if he does that, right? Like, even if that does happen, then the scale model, it makes even more sense, right? Like, because if they're putting in a high end luxury, I still have this affordability that most people can get.
Mm.
So, are you optimistic or pessimistic about Tesla stock?
It's a great question. I'm optimistic about it. I like it if it gets to like 107 to like 109 as a buy. I'm a long term holder of Tesla. I am looking forward to seeing, even though they had a somewhat successful launch of SpaceX, I am excited to see when he gets like fully focused back on Tesla as like his main idea or business that he's focusing on. But I do like Tesla. It is going to slide down some, but
that's another thing too. It's like a lot of people think that, you know, he's stretching himself too thin because of course he's got Twitter. And X,
yes,
and SpaceX,
so and a whole litany of kids.
Yeah, and like 12 kids. So you know that could potentially cause a strain on the company as well if the leader is not fully focused on the job at hand.
Yeah.
So are you optimistic
on Tesla stock?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that Tesla. I mean, they've become synonymous with EVs. So I think that they have the head start in the race. Just because you have the head start doesn't mean that you always win.
Indeed.
It gives you a better chance of winning.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, when you look at the EV space, they're going to have a lot more competition in the next decade than they had in the last decade, where everybody's going to be having an electric car.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even Apple. So, you know, it's going to be a lot harder because they're going to have more competition in the space.
Mm-hmm.
But they have done a great job of, you know, building their brand, building out infrastructure, and building trust amongst customers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's helpful. But yeah, I think we have to see what's next for them. You know, is it a plane? Is it the railroad system? Is it, you know, more electric? Solar power, which they already in the solar power industry now.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'll be interesting to see how they diversify. I don't think their stock will rise as much as it did during the pandemic, though.
Yeah.
I think now it's
going to be slower.
It's a regular stock. You know, it's still a good company, but you know, it's not going to go up 1,000% in 2 years.
Yeah, and it may be. I think we all agree here. I'm optimistic as well. But one of the things when you read the reports, it was saying that they want to go from hardware, which would be kind of like the vehicles, to becoming somewhat of a software company as well. And so maybe we're looking at, when we talk about products, we might be looking at it the wrong way. Maybe it's not a hardware a product that they put out. It's some type of software. So I'm optimistic with it. There are some analysts who are saying that it will go up to 1,500.
I will code my commentary.
But I will leave their names anonymous, but I mean, there's some reports that say that, so.
We'll see.
Earners, what's going on? Listen, EYLU is relaunching, revamping, retooling. That's right. We're creating a new educational experience that's more expansive. Shari, tell them what we got.
Yes, 2023. We got a lot in store, a lot planned for you guys.
So you know that EYLU already includes monthly financial planning calls with me, book club calls with Troy, real estate calls with MG the Mortgage Guy, access to the home buying blueprint, volume 1 and volume 2. Part of the revamp will include 27 local chapters from across the United States, live interactive teaching, hands-on, not just pre-recorded videos, plus 15 brand new curriculums.
The biggest just got bigger.
Head over to EYLUniversity.com. That's EYLUniversity.com. See you there.